WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll put a twist in your trouser snake.
It was a simpler time back then when we had a bunch of dirty promos. Or they were pornos. Were they promos or pornos? I do not know. That is another chunk of the Zombo Deep archive. What you're listening to are old radio shows from 2009, 13 years ago. This show you're listening to right now originally aired the 24th day of April, 2009. We have one more segment to go. I always say the show used to be 5 hours. I'm trimming it down to 3, and I could probably trim it down to 2 minutes. So let's see what else. Oh, yeah, you can get all the downloads. All you need is Zombo at ZomboCo.com. And listen in to the real show tomorrow, right here live in the studio, Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Once again, another last segment of the Deep Archive aired originally on April the 24th, 2009. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Give them to help get by.
They never go to school. Don't be a grown-up fool. They talk about the service. I get a little nervous. I don't want no war. I want a top to top. If I could pay my rent, I could drive my car to the
home. Don't care if the world gets by.
All right, by the sound of that modern music, you know it's time. It's time for us to talk. All right? Yeah. Hey, Zombo here with special super guest Junior. DJ Junior's got, he's got this stuff. And I'm just hanging out there. All right, hey, this is the new Nico Case record, which is nice middle cyclone, but also makes nice for talking over, too. Wow, a lot of music. Let's see, I'll tell you what I played, then you can tell me what you played, all right? Okay, I played Dean Carter, Jailhouse Rock, Gary Stites, Gloria Lee, and and I played the Space Needles from Tacoma, Washington, doing their version of Take It Off, and the Edsels, Bone Shaker Joe. And Junior, you had
Richard Popcorn Wiley Money.
Wow, that did cost some money too.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a nice looking record.
Rip It Up Potato Chip by Kenny Lunn. Escarita.
Thank you.
Rockin' the Joint and the Vibes. Let the Old Folks Talk.
I got a question for you. What was the first like rockabilly tune that really knocked you out? The first roots rock tune that really set you off?
It would have to be Big River by the Man in Black, Johnny Cash.
Really? Yep. That was like the first thing?
Yep.
I was like, well, what? I mean, as far as like when a boom.
I just love the da 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 da. I mean, I just love that guitar. I mean, it just pushed me to go out and listen to more rockabilly.
Because the first thing I remember is, I don't know who had this, because my brother grew up listening to Bridges Invasion. My sister listened to Motown. Somehow we had, have you ever heard Bust Out by the Busters?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I played that. And someone had that ring, boom, 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 boom. So I remember that. And then years later, I was just hanging out and I heard Woohoo by the Rocketeers.
Yeah, Rocketeers. Really
In about, in about
yeah.
1990. And I was like, wow, I got to get back into this stuff. So those are the two things. I mean, you kind of followed the Johnny Cash thing, and I just followed the crazy, stupid instrumentals that make you want to run down the street, tackle somebody, yank their pants off, and throw them into traffic, that kind of stuff. You're listening to WRCT here, Zombo here with Junior, playing all kinds of crazy, cool records for you. And if you want to give a call, 412-621-WRCT. Junior will be at the Rock Room tonight. Starting at 9 o'clock, what do you call this? This isn't Polish.
This is a shake, rattle, and roll.
Shake, rattle, and roll. Groovy. So that's shake, rattle, no cover charge anytime. So make sure you check that out. And he'll be bringing all his wonderful vinyl there, and you don't want to miss it. And let's see what else is going on. Zombo Gallery tonight at 6 o'clock. We have the closing show for Tim Cares. Why Do You Do What You Do? Really neat. Art show, guy up from Austin, actually a garage rock, punk rock guy, doing amazing, cool, outsider artwork. You don't want to miss it. If you do, well, then then you do. What do you want me to do? Lead you around? Be your guide? I'm not going to do that. I got other stuff to do besides entertain you, all right? I got way other things to do. So, about how much time do you spend looking for records?
My whole life.
Every waking, time, every waking moment is. Ooh, you got poison.
Yeah, you can call me a vinyl junkie. My fiance Chung, she definitely yells at me a lot for spending too much time on the internet.
Yeah, I know them guys and them internets. Yeah. I tell you, that's the. I gotta tell you what we're playing. This is the new Thomas Dolby release. Okay, I think so. No, just the new Lucinda. Sounds like Lucinda Williams. It's one of those two. It's either Lucinda Williams or Thomas Dolby. I don't know. I'm not even remotely paying attention. So we gotta play. We gotta play a couple things out of the WRCT bin every night. Hey, I see you got a Dick Dale.
Yeah.
Dick Dale hooked up. All right. Let's see. What do we got to do? So I got Muzzle talk to these folks and let them know about a public service. Do you have any? Do you have any, Junior? Would you mind doing a public service announcement for me?
I'm not good at reading. You know that, Zombo.
You're not good at reading? I'll tell you. I'll give you a real short one, okay? I'll give you a real short one.
Okay.
And I'll do the long one, okay? So that's all I need you to do is that one.
A message from the Southern Poverty Law Center. When hate strikes your campus, will you be ready? For the free booklet, 10 Ways to Fight Hate on Campus, visit tolerance.org.
How hard was that? How
that
hard
bad.
Was that?
That wasn't bad.
Wasn't hard. Now this one's gonna. I've got to back up and start this one up, because I'm gonna talk to you about.
Get a run and jump. I
I gotta talk to you about asthma. That's right. Many people think they have it under control, but they really don't have control of their asthma. Take the 30-second asthma control test for each question. Ask yourself these questions: how much time did your asthma keep you from getting things done at work or at home? How often did you have a shortness of breath? How much have you had the lengthness of breath? How often did your asthma symptoms keep you up at night and say, hey, get up, I'm your asthma? And did you get up earlier in the morning than usual? How often do you use your rescue nebulizer or your medication? And last, how would you rate your asthma control during the past 4 weeks? Visit asthmaactioncontrol.org, take the 30-second test, or just blow into your phone. To complete the asthma control test, call 1-800-704-4699. To receive the test, well, by mail, I guess we blow in the envelope and send it back. And be sure to talk with your healthcare professional about preventing asthma symptoms and protecting your lungs from damage. Are you doing everything to control your asthma, or is your asthma controlling you? A message from the Asthma Action America. Whew, that sounds like a superhero thing, the Asthma Action America. Look up at the sky, it's like, yeah, that's right, it's Asthma Man. Bitten by a radioactive asthma. All right, you have got some more stuff for us, right? You got.
Yeah.
It looks like you got some surf stuff.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you go the route between. Oh, I got one more song I got to play. I'm sorry. Got to play this. This is Thomas Dolby. So as far as like you know, so it's basically the three your four big food groups are like rockabilly, jump blues, surf, and garage.
Yeah, garage. I try to do like top 40s. 50s and 60s. A lot of the people that come to my shows like to hear like the Coasters, Bill Haley and the Comets, and stuff like that. So I play a lot of that at my shows too.
I like to frighten people.
Yeah.
I like to have them go, I'm getting out of here. Yeah. I paid nothing to come in here, but this guy's spooky. No, but that's great. I'm glad because I'm surprised that you don't get, do you do some car shows and stuff?
Actually, I just received a call the other night. I guess maybe possibly doing some car shows in Ohio this summer.
That sounds like something that, you know, you're all equipped to do.
Yeah.
That's great. So as far as, so you got the things you're doing, you got the, now how often is the thing at the Warsaw?
It's actually at the Rock Room.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I am in my time machine.
It's the second Friday of every month is my normal date there.
And you're doing that tonight because the Smiling Moose thing's something else, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do Polish Heel Stomp.
Yep. That's the second Friday of every month.
And then at Smiling Moose.
It's the Shake, Rattle, and Roll the last Friday of the month.
And then the Rockabilly Riot.
Yep. That's the third Friday of the month.
So basically your Fridays are.
I'm pretty booked, yeah. Actually, I just got invited to the Heavy Rebel Weekender in North Carolina. So I'll be the first DJ at Heavy Rebel Weekender. And I love to say it. I'm from Pittsburgh, so I'll be the first DJ spinning vinyl at Heavy Rebel this summer.
Well, that's a rock. Those people are nuts.
Yeah.
You know, because there's like the whole crowd from. Do they still do the Indiana? Do they still do the Weekender?
Yeah.
Boy, that was getting killed when they came out with the big one in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And then it's pretty funny because out in Viva Las Vegas, that did that. And it wasn't as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, these people are just way too, you know, what label is that on? What are you doing? So basically what I did is I just kind of hid. I played music and I hid.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't win it because they take all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the same people that are like the real nerdy people that go, oh, what's this swing dancing? And then all of a sudden they're swing dancing on the regular cool people. Go, forget this. These guys from the Gap commercial are going to do that. So anyhow. Enough about that. So you got some surf stuff lined up?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little Jester's Jump.
Now. All right, Jester's Jump. And I believe, my little bit of trivia, that Jim Messina was the guitarist for the Jesters. I could be wrong, but hey, I lie a lot. So that's the cool thing about it. And nobody fact checks this show. They don't even remotely care. All right, DJ Junior, let her rip. The Jester's Jump by the Jesters.
1, 2, 3, quarter to four.
Oh, just a different Jester.
Let's go, man. Here we go.
This is the Jesters I was talking about. Jim Messina and the Jesters with the Jester. And that was the Jester's Jump by a different kind of Jesters. Damn it. Did they have lawyers back then?
Bunch of Jesters.
Jesse Bell, come on. Yeah. Well, I got a girl and her name is from coast to coast.
Cowbell.
Melvin Kosnowski, program director of WRCT. I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWV, Mexico City, CSCH, North Bay, Ontario, LV10, Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
Thank you. zoink, doodly up, 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 zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars and I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I got a bebop cat man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the fang. The fang. I'm the fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi, you all. Man, you're real nervous. You feel like a ball. I said, sure, daddy. He said, let's find a hole. He didn't know I was the fang. The fang. The fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the fang. On the fang. On the fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the fang. You must be the fang. You're the fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight, and I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the fang. Of the fang. Of the fang.
Chihuahua ya solito me quedé.
Intoxica. search key.
Listening to Zombo's Deep Archive. That is right. The show that you just heard originally aired on April the 24th, 2009, 13 years ago. So join me every Thursday, 2 to 5 p.m. I go 13 years back in the future. And then tomorrow we go 13 years into the future for Live In Your Brain Zombo, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on this rotten, stinking radio station.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I can see all the tricks you're playing, but I hope that my emotions run right. If you truly felt the same way about me, you wouldn't let me turn away and say goodbye. And I've seen pollen gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. This situation that we're in does not concern him. He's just a pawn between the players of the game. And I will travel this world over once again, love, to forget that I ever knew your name. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow, for you've caused me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away.
friendship. You just moan as being swept right out the door. And I'll take the highway for the ease of travel. It's what you've done, there is no answer for. I've seen pollen gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaning here tomorrow, for you've caused me too much sorrow.